They are producing in such a process, this after a few years, it will lose the fertility and it will be placed barren. Such intelligence is not pursued intelligence. Securing the land of others is the policy. What is the necessity of securing the getting possession of the land? Our purpose is to produce more food for our country, and that is fulfilled by this way. Intelligence is applied in this way. Therefore, the devotee giving up everything of this worldly pleasure, and thereby he becomes peaceful. If you have diamond rings in your hand, in all the things are, will you pass your night under the tree? No. The dacoits or robbers will come, attack you and take it off and stab you there. But a poor devotee has got nothing, and he is peacefully sleeping everywhere. Where the night comes, there may sleep. Who is happy? Who is happy? Possessor of the wealth is happy, or non-possessor is happy? The worldly thing is like this. This is the instruction of Vyasadeva. Those things which are perishable cannot give you satisfaction or peace. Give it up. This is India, where the kings are emperors, being the possessor of the whole world, resign that emperorship and turn a beggar and seek after the real good. But it is very rare in other countries. They are after enjoying and begging from God, "O God, give me my daily bread. Make me free of sin. The effect of sin is very troublesome, painful. So make me free of that sin." But the devotee do not want it. Janami dharmam nachami pavitti, janam madharmam nachami nivitti, taya rishikisa jatha nijitushi tatha karam. Arjuna replied to Krishna, after being able to understand what is good, he called, "I know religion and the effect of that religion by possessing that happiness in the heaven also. It is not good. Kaivalyam narakayati tidasya purakasa puspayati yuddham tindriya kala sarpa patali putkhasa damsayati vidhi manda adishya kitayati yuddham dasya karuna katrakha paivatantam gauramai vastuma. Whenever we can be blessed by the teacher." This is the nature of Maya.
I woke up 2 o'clock this morning.
There was one king, insomnia, suffering from insomnia. He declared, I shall pay plenty of money to him who will be able to make me cure of this disease." So one Bhagavat Pathak, reader of Bhagavat, one day I came to him. Why? What will you do? Well, I shall read Srimad Bhagavat, nothing painful. You may take your bed very nicely prepared, and I shall read there only Bhagavat. By that my insomnia will go up. Yes, yes, I shall try. Your minister and your colonels will sit by your side. They will observe whether it is true or not. He became, he read this scripture, this sort of uninteresting thing. The king firstly tried to listen, but after all, he began to gaping and began to sleep and began to sound his nose. And this way, he told the Sridhar, see whether he is sleeping or not. Yes, he is sleeping. This is the thing. If he was shown here, would you sleep? If it is shown, TV, cinema, TV, performance of TV, no sleep. And special program, no sleep. But it is not the case with the devotee. Whenever Sukhdev Goswami Sukhdev Goswami was reading Srimad Bhagavata scriptures before him, Parikshit Maharaj told, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Go on with your lecture. I am not a little trouble for without starving, for this starving as Ekadasi. It is giving me no trouble. And even a drop of water I have not taken, but no trouble for that. But you don't stop it. Your Harikathamrita, the nectar of the Hari's character, is so sweet to me that I do not get any pleasure in anything of like this. Let me come.
I know what is religion. has no hankering after that. Security, or my living in pleasure. I don't want. Others is also known by me. Making the biggest decision, one cannot be happy, one is suffer, letting go. Go to here and say, sufficient in there. I don't care to know who's here. It is me. If you are free, I can go to him or him to tell her. I have no other object except your place. This is the best thing. This is the best thinking. Any country do not enjoy this knowledge other than India. India is so shock of that knowledge. Jabai Kun Sam Paro Dharma Jato Hoti Adoptati Ahoi Kis Kappati Ata Jayak Mati Prati Prati. The soul is satisfied by that vision, by the satisfaction, by the God is satisfied. Not just satisfaction, satisfaction of God is the pure satisfaction. By having a drink, by having water, a new group, everything is tough. Every man is tough. Similarly, by serving God, everyone is served. No one gets unserved. Krishna Bhakti Kunya Sarva Karma Kunya. If we serve Krishna, then everyone is served. But by any other way, you can serve it at all. The devotee is serving everybody. So apparently, outwardly, it looks that they are serving none. They are trying for the pleasure of Krishna. Is it wrong? You can't prove that it is wrong. Yatha Sarvatma Vishishanena Vishwanti Sarvatma Vishwanti Prasaka Kano Pahara Sundasi Kriyanam Sarvadhanam Astiti Ishyam. Sarvadhanam, every soul, every object, every being is heart. This plant and creature is heart by being only, by the devotion, which are for God. So since we say Jagat-Krishnam, Gunite, Gunitam, Sarvam, by serving him, everyone is pleased. Everyone is happy. So this is the stage of a Krishna. When he is satisfied, the small living everything is to be satisfied. Without serving him, we are trying to, if we were to try to serve the human body, it is not the first time. So we are planting into the desire, not into happiness. Because we are not planting to Lord Krishna and trying to serve the human body. This is not the true path. We cannot understand. They cannot understand the political person, cannot understand. They are trying to make happy only for human beings. But not the true path is accepted by them. By serving Lord Krishna, that is the only possible account of that. The sixth stage of Krishna, when it is concerned. Everybody is served. How is it possible? They are scientific men. Example is existing there. Durvasa began get one day at the request of Dujudan when the Juliti and his brother fell and living in the forest in Kampogo. In Kampogo. He appeared there on the place of Dharma, on the city of Dharma, when the breaking of the party when the great to Allah. Kampadish Maharaj, was ready to break his fasting to Vata at that time. Very much he loved that. I am yes, God. You are attending, yes, yes, you are always attending. So let me count. I am going to pray to you soon. You will be there and absorb their invitation. That's the time. He asked this Pandit, what am I to do? I am in Christian trouble. Brahman, yogi, is my guest. I should feel his heart. Then I can pray. Then I can see. But he is coming. He is not coming yet. No time. He could not answer for Paranita and was not free from them. Then, Amrit Maharaj replied, I shall drink in very little water because instead sort of drinking water is fasting and non fasting, both. So by fasting, I am not regarding my guest, and by fasting, I am giving the proper instruction of the Isha. But Durvasa was a yogi, he understood that he had drank, he had drunk a little water in Prima Kanya. I am your guest, and you have disregarded me. And he took the data.
Thank you. devotee of the Vishnu has insulted me and I am to take shelter and devote to that Vishnu. But no other alternative. Went there and told, I am Brahman, I am Sannyasi, I am Yogi, yes? So our Amarit is Gihi, he is householder, and he is not Sannyasi, he is not Brahman, he is Kshatriya by caste. So I should be protected by him. Please protect me from this person. So this is greatest kindness upon you, so long you are not born. You have done such a crime that you should be born just now, just before. However, I can save you. But tell me, who is great, whether you or Ambarish Maharaj? He is a king, he is a betrayer. And you are tagging, you are sannyasi. But tell me, when the demon was attacking somebody, what did he do? He silently stood there. Did he not move any point, any inch? No. But you, when Sudarshan has attacked you, what have you done? You are roaming the whole world for the protection of your body. Then say, who has got the attachment to his body? Are you disattached? Or Ambarish Maharaj is disattached with the body? Who is that? Ambarish Maharaj. This is mercy upon you, so long you are a Didi. I cannot save you because you have committed wrong in regard of Ambarish Maharaj. And go there and beg mercy of him. If he be merciful upon him, you can get rid of him. No other alternative. He went to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was standing like that. He will come back. And you will be steadfast, and then ask that. Whenever he went there, before asking anything, Sudarshan was prayed by Ambarish Maharaj with the any qualification, any dharma of him and his dynasty, be satisfied and make this Brahman free from your trouble. Sudarshan then released him. Therefore, such a Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa, powerful Durvasa, became a guest of Yudhishthira while they were living in jungle, forest, deep forest. But Ambarish Maharaj, Duryodhana, Yudhishthira had no income there, living in, he was retired in the forest. Accepted him, Durvasa. Then, Durvasa, point was, I can't follow your tongue.
Nobody,
yes, no, not nobody. Durvasa. Yes, Yogi. Durvasa understood that he has drunk water. And went to live in punishment. Went to punish him by creating a demon. But Lord Krishna told him, Durvasa, Ambarish has done according to my will, not according to his own will. My will and his will is one and the same. There is no difference. It is my will. By this way you can protect your upavas. So he has done this water. First, devotee is such a thing, so dear. He acts according to the wish of God and not of his own wish. Arjuna replied, Janami dharmam nachame pravitti, janam madharmam nachame nivitti. I know what is religion, what is the effect, but I don't want that effect. I don't want that prosperity, want that heavenly pleasure by performing religion. I know also what is sin. I'm doing sin, one is bound to go to hell and be punished in many ways. I am not that kind of thing. I am ready for that punishment and go to hell if you are satisfied. Whatever you will tell me, I shall do. I have no objection that I cannot tolerate that punishment. Who is it? Devotee or the enjoyer? So this is good. This is best. These are the teachings of Indian religion, Sanatana and Dharma. Serve him only. You are eternal servant of God. It is your bounden duty, it is your only duty to serve him and not to serve your own senses, not for your own satisfaction. Jive sarupa ekshne nityadar. This is the explanation. You are eternal servant, you should do everything for his senses, his pleasure, and not for your own pleasure. Anyalasita Sunam Jana Karma Dhanavitam Anukulina Sutnam Shilanam Bhakti. Devotion is this. This is devotion. Do everything for his pleasure. And when you will do for other, any other than God, other than Krishna, then it will be God. Let me stop here. Thank you.